Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has made a notable and somewhat annoying change to the Apple TV application for users on Android TV and Google TV. With a change this week, the Apple TV app on both of those platforms no longer offers the option to buy or rent movies or TV shows, although Apple TV Plus subscriptions can still be purchased. It appears that Apple made this change to avoid paying Google's 30% commission on sales through its platforms. The Apple TV app first arrived on Google TV and Android TV last year, complete with access to Apple TV Plus, Apple TV channels, and the ability to rent and purchase iTunes movies and TV shows. But this week, two buttons have appeared in the Android TV and Google TV versions of the Apple TV app, saying that you can only buy, rent, or subscribe in the Apple TV app on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, or other streaming devices. Apple hasn't publicly commented on why it made this change, but the clear reasoning is that it comes down to commissions. Just like Apple, Google charges a 30% commission on in-app purchases. And while not all in-app purchases were covered by this agreement in the past, it seems like Google has changed its terms such that Apple now has to pay the same 30% commission. In the meantime, while we wait on Apple to make an official announcement or comment on this situation, it is important to note that Android TV and Google TV owners can still stream content they purchased in the past, but they can't buy or rent anything new. Next up, it appears that the Apple Watch Series 3 could finally be discontinued this year. According to a new report from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, the 5-year-old Apple Watch Series 3 could officially be discontinued sometime in the third quarter of this year. According to Kuo, Apple's reasoning for discontinuing the Series 3 will center on the fact that the watch will be unable to meet the requirements of watchOS 9. Apple is set to unveil watchOS 9 at WWDC in June, and it's still unclear what new features could be on the way. Regardless of that fact, however, Kuo seems to think that whatever does come with watchOS 9 won't be supported by the Series 3. It's likely that the Apple Watch Series 3 will get updated to watchOS 9, but that it will miss out on many of the newest features, simply due to its lack of processing power and onboard storage. Rumors indicate that Apple has 3 new Apple Watch models coming this year, including an updated version of the Apple Watch SE, an all-new Apple Watch Series 9, and something that's been described as a more rugged version of the Apple Watch, perhaps branded as the Apple Watch Explorer. This ruggedized Apple Watch is rumored to feature a shock-resistant and protective exterior, and would be aimed at extreme sports athletes, including hikers and climbers. So with those 3 new Apple Watch models on the way, it certainly makes sense for Apple to finally discontinue the Series 3, which was first announced and released all the way back in September of 2017. Rounding out today, Apple has gradually brought 5G to almost its entire product lineup, starting with the iPhone 12 and expanding most recently to the iPhone SE, the iPad Air, and the iPad Mini. While we've long known that 5G can have an impact on your device's battery life, a new test from the Wall Street Journal puts that situation into perspective. The test, which the Wall Street Journal says isn't necessarily perfect, consisted of streaming a YouTube video with the quality set to auto to see how long an iPhone and iPad would last on LTE versus on 5G. The test was performed on the iPhone SE 3, the iPhone 13 Pro, the iPhone 13 Mini, and the iPad Air. The results of the test clearly show that 5G can have a noticeable impact on iPhone and iPad battery life. The iPhone SE 3 lasted for an hour longer on 4G than when connected to 5G. The iPad Air and iPhone 13 Mini both lasted for around 1.5 hours longer on 4G, while the iPhone 13 Pro lasted for an impressive 2.5 hours longer. The tests were performed on T-Mobile and Verizon 5G networks, and in all cases, none of the phones were ever connected to the ultra-powerful millimeter wave ultra-band 5G. Instead, the phones were connected to sub-6 GHz 5G, which offers slower speeds than millimeter wave, but theoretically has less of an impact on battery life. The results of the test were so notable that the Wall Street Journal is recommending that all iPhone users disable 5G connectivity completely, explaining that the benefits of 5G do not outweigh the impact 5G can have on your battery life. We've got more details on the results of these tests and details on how to change 5G settings on your iPhone or iPad at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.